Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening and welcome to the broadcast. Of course, we are live on Sunday nights, and I have a lot of fun doing the program on Sunday nights. I'm not, you know, I'll tell you, I am not a daily radio show guy, although I do love listening to daily radio. I admire so much those men and women that have a daily radio show. I used to have one, and I really am glad I do not have one any longer. So I can have kind of a normal life, but then kind of stick my head in the door and get in the middle of all the issues that are brewing in our society, but just once a week here. Of course, you can always follow me on the blog 7 days a week. That is ChristianMoney.com. And the blog is blog.christianmoney.com. We have a fantastic program lined up for you tonight. My guest in hour number two is author TJ English. And this is a really, really interesting book all about the life and crimes of James Whitey Bulger. And the name of the book is Where the Bodies Were Buried. And I love doing these long-form interviews. We have TJ English with us for the hour, and so we're going to have plenty of time to get into this topic of Whitey Bulger. And what is so fascinating about Whitey Bulger is not just that he was a crime boss. Of course, you know, how many crime bosses have there been over the decades? We could make a really, really long list. But his involvement with the FBI as a criminal informant makes him especially unique. Some very, very bizarre things happened with Whitey Bulger, including his disappearance for, what was it, 12 years when he went on the run and assumed a different identity, lived in different locations, and was finally picked up in Southern California. We're doing this interview also because of the brand new movie that is out. The new movie based on the book Black Mass, the movie titled the same, Black Mass, is now out in your theaters. It's been out for about, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, and I love these kinds of movies. I went to see Black Mass, my wife and I. We went to see it yesterday. And I have to tell you, I really did enjoy the movie. I did. I thought it was an interesting movie, but I'm not sure why I just did not have, I don't know, I just did not have an overwhelming feeling when I left the theater that this was a 5-star movie. I liked it, but I can't tell you why. And maybe it was just such a dark movie that I just couldn't leave with that positive of a feeling. But Johnny Depp just was amazing. In fact, my wife did not know it was Johnny Depp playing Whitey Bulger. That's how different he looks in this movie. And he was just fantastic in that role. But I think also, too, it was a lot for them to cover in a movie. Just like with a lot of these stories, it's probably better addressed in one of these giant, thick, hardcover books. And that's what we have with TJ English joining us in hour number two tonight. So we'll be talking all about James Whitey Bulger. And if you're anyone that has lived in the Boston area, have any roots in Boston, you of course know who James Bulger is. Others who lived in other locations or grew up in other places, you probably heard of him, of course, in his major crimes that occurred in mostly the 1970s when he became connected with the FBI. And his FBI handler, named John Connolly, ended up going to prison himself. So that's what's so different about the Whitey Bulger case and why this is going to be a very, very fun and interesting interview to do in hour number two. Well, did you hear the news just now at the top of the hour? All about earthquakes happening in Oklahoma. And this is something our friend L.A. Marzulli talked about on his appearance last week. I'm looking at a website here, earthquaketrack.com, and I literally cannot believe what I am reading here. And I'll tell you what, if there is something big coming, something big about to happen, wow, are these not signs? Are these not what could be precursors to some big, whether it be a volcanic eruption or an earthquake somewhere in the United States? Look at these stats here. Think about this. In Oklahoma today, there were 5 earthquakes. In the past week, in the past 7 days, there were 41 earthquakes in Oklahoma, just in the past 7 days. In the past month, there were 201 earthquakes in Oklahoma in the past month. And in the past year, 2,121 earthquakes in Oklahoma. Now, I just don't remember Oklahoma ever having this type of activity with earthquakes. And it just makes you wonder, you know, what in the world is going on? Of course, earthquakes are all a part of Bible prophecy. One of the big events that the Bible prophecy experts point to, this end times, you know, these end times natural events, and earthquakes, of course, are certainly right up there on the top of the list as far as Bible prophecy. But just interesting. I don't know that anybody's talking about this, that we're really hearing any major coverage of this. 2,100 earthquakes in Oklahoma in the past 1 year. And another earthquake is happening near the Chicago area. No, I'm metaphorically speaking. That is, the Chicago Cubs are in the playoffs. And what's super interesting about this, I went to over to Orlando on Friday, and I had lunch with my son, which I do twice a month. I take the train over to Orlando, and we were talking about the Chicago Cubs. And of course, if you're not a sports fan, the Chicago Cubs are on the north side of Chicago. I grew up on the south side, so I tend to favor the Chicago White Sox, not the Chicago Cubs. But Chicago Cubs fans are sort of made fun of as being faithful in light of the fact that the Chicago Cubs, over all the decades, has just not been a very good team. Some people have said they're cursed. Other people have said, you know, that the ownership just really doesn't want to put out the money to pay for a winning team. Everyone has a lot of different theories, but it's kind of a joke that the Cubs historically, year in, year out, are just usually not a very good team. And making it to the playoffs is a really, really big deal. So they make it to the playoffs. I believe it was a wild card game. They had to win against the Pirates, which they won. And they're now in a playoff series with the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, which I believe is split right now. So there's going to be at least a couple more games. So it's really interesting to see this. But I'll tell you what's fascinating about it. For those of you that are conspiracy theorists or fans of the movies, it was in Back to the Future 2 that the prediction was made that in 2015 that the Chicago Cubs would win the World Series. So that's out there. Who knows if that will turn out to be true? If it does turn out to be true, it will be really, really strange, because you have to think that the makers of that movie had to sort of have an inside joke picking the Chicago Cubs to win the World Series in 2015, as unlikely as that would ever be for anyone to make that prediction. It would be truly bizarre if it turned out to be true. All right. A classic rock band is threatening legal action against Donald Trump. You'll never believe who it is and why. We'll tell you right after this. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Recent statistics show that gun sales are absolutely going through the roof. Honestly, it's no wonder today that people are buying guns in such record numbers. I just stumbled across a very, very interesting way to cash in on the explosion in firearm sales. Did you know that you can legally set up a home-based gun dealership and the cost to obtain a federal firearms license is ridiculously low? As an FFL dealer, you can even buy your own guns and ammo at wholesale. Now, if you'd like to get all of the details and the information you need to get started in a business like this, check out the website HomeGunBusiness.com. That's HomeGunBusiness.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic, the stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are live on Sunday nights, and I tell you, it's exciting to see the downloads. We're already on, right now we're on target for another record month in the download department of our radio broadcast. It's interesting because we do the show live on Sunday nights, which is really cool because we get to take a look at the news events from the prior week, and then we get to also comment on some things that come into the news over the weekend before all of your big Monday talk show hosts get to take their shot at these news topics. And this one I found interesting. This is from RollingStone.com. Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, Aerosmith, warns Donald Trump not to use his song Dream On. Dream On, Dream On. Okay, enough of that. Apparently, what it says here is that Aerosmith's lawyers have sent a letter, a cease and desist letter to Donald Trump, demanding that the candidate stop using Dream On at his rallies. And it goes on and on here. I think this is interesting. If you were a, and they're saying that this is a problem because it gives the impression that they are somehow associated with the campaign. Really? Does anybody really think that? I mean, when you're watching one of these political rallies and you hear them, if they play a song from Queen or a song from Aerosmith, do you really think, oh, that means that Aerosmith is now supporting Donald Trump? Who thinks that? I mean, this is no different than if you go to an NBA game and they fire up one of these songs. Do you then think that, oh, well, this group must be rooting then for the Chicago Bulls because they're playing one of their songs to fire up their team and fire up their crowd? No, we don't think like that, do we? I'm not really sure what's going on here. This probably is all about money. I guess if you send a letter like this, maybe what you're saying to Donald Trump is, hey, we would like you to pay us some money for using our song. So maybe this is all going to be negotiated. But it's interesting. There's a link here at RollingStone.com that you can go to another article. 34 musicians who told politicians to stop using their songs. This is interesting to note that my radio show that you're listening to right now, I deliberately do not use any bumper music that is of anyone, you know, any actual copyrighted bumper music. I could do that, but then you run into all kinds of problems. It is highly complex when you have a program that then becomes a podcast, because although we could put little 30-second samples of music coming back from the breaks and sound kind of hip, the problem is then when we take this broadcast and we move it over to the podcast, we have to have actual rights to that music to be able to distribute it via a podcast. And it becomes also very difficult then when you take that and you put it up on YouTube, because YouTube has a software program that actually listens to all of the stuff you upload. And if they hear anything in your broadcast that is copyrighted, they will send you a warning notice and you have to edit that out. So people that do this, typically they do what's called downstreaming, where they take that part of the show and it's sort of recorded. The show itself, the content is recorded separately from those bumpers. And it's pretty complicated. I guess if you have a big staff of people, you can do that. But interesting to note here, Donald Trump, no more Dream On. Now, what's going to be interesting, though, is if he wins the presidency and he's now the president of the United States, are they going to say he can't use that at his gala celebration after he wins? Probably not. I mean, that's the kind of thing, it's almost like a product placement, right? That you would want your music to be featured. I don't know. This is probably all about these folks just wanting to get their names in the news. So many times that's the case. These controversies are not controversies at all. It's just somebody trying to get their name in the news. And Steven Tyler, what's funny, there's a picture here in this article of Trump with Steven Tyler at a September 2014 Aerosmith concert. Trump and his wife standing with Steven Tyler. So it looks like they're great friends, but don't use his music, Dream On. Be careful not to do that. So the Democratic debates are this week. That's one story. And then also the race for Speaker of the House. I guess we've got to come up with a new Speaker of the House here by the end of the month. And I want to comment on both of these. First, on the Democrat debates. Honestly, I'll tell you, this is how much out of the loop I am, or how little I care about the Democratic debates. I actually was watching CNN today, and they were talking about the upcoming Democratic debates. And I was thinking to myself, well, okay, so this is just Hillary Clinton, I guess, against Bernie Sanders, because those are the only two names that I actually can think of that are involved in the race for the Democratic nomination. Of course, the name Joe Biden keeps coming up, but there are other individuals involved. And I was reminded of that. Martin O'Malley, of course, Bernie Sanders, Jim Webb, and Lincoln Chafee. So there will be actually five people on the stage when CNN hosts the debates on Tuesday night of this week. I'll be honest, I have no interest in watching this. I really don't. But I think one of the one thing to look for out of this debate is possibly another name to come up in the polls. It almost seems like Hillary has not much to gain in this debate and maybe a lot to lose. And it seems like everyone else stands to gain, because these are people who are generally just not known by at least America at large. I mean, outside of their own home districts, these other individuals, Martin O'Malley, Jim Webb, Lincoln Chafee, these are people that generally are not getting any coverage at all from the media running for the Democrat nomination for president. And they were expecting that if Biden was going to jump in, he might jump in like this week, like right before this debate, and actually be in this debate. But now the thought is maybe he doesn't need to jump in quite yet. And you know what? The way he's polling, not being in the race, if I were him, I would just stay out as long as I could. I mean, why have to deal with a lengthy campaign when you're polling so well? Just stay out until the last possible minute to file all your documents and just, you know, sort of stay, keep your powder dry, as they say. And the speaker race, I'm not sure why I have so little interest in this. I guess I've become jaded to the point that I just don't believe anything is going to change. We had Kevin McCarthy, who is supposed to be a shoo-in. He drops out. And now we have, let's see here, Paul Ryan is the only other name that I'm seeing right now on the internet. Is Paul Ryan, and they say that he has all the votes he needs, all the support he needs, but he doesn't want the position. What is this? I don't know. It just, in Paul Ryan, I like Paul Ryan, but then when I found out how big of a supporter he was of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, I just lost all confidence in him. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, proof that the CIA covered up the JFK assassination. Stay tuned.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
That is right, because we are live on Sunday nights. And I have an interesting gadget sitting here on my desk. I am going to get into this JFK assassination news here. But I have an interesting gadget. This was a Kickstarter-funded deal about a year and a half ago. I purchased this, and I just got it. I just got it this last week, and apparently this is like the hottest gadget, and everybody wants one of these, and I happen to have one. It's an interesting little item. It's called a coin, C-O-I-N, coin 2.0 is what I have, and I guess they're going for over $100 right now. And what it is, it's a little device. It is the size of a credit card. It looks just like a credit card, and it handles just like a credit card. However, I am able to use my smartphone to load up to 8 credit cards onto this device. And then I only have to carry this around. And it actually works in place of those 8 cards. So these can be credit cards, debit cards. They can be loyalty cards, that sort of thing. And apparently there's some kind of an app which allows you to load even a lot more cards than that on it. And what you do is you click the button on this thing, and then it lights up, and you select which card that's stored on here that you want to use when you're making a purchase. And it works just like a credit card. And it's actually got my name engraved on the back of it. And there's a little signature box where I sign as well. I did get this for free because they had a referral program where if you refer, each person you refer, you get like a $5 credit. So I ended up referring 10 people. So I ended up getting it for free. So back in the day, a year and a half ago, I paid $50 for it, but then I got my money back by referring 10 people. But this is kind of the biggest, hottest thing to have, and I have it. It's sitting here on my desk. But don't break in my house and steal it, because it has my name on it. so you won't be able to do much with it. So if you're interested in taking a look at that, check it out. It's Coin 2.0. I guess you can put your order in now. There is a waiting list to get one of these, and they're going for over $100. All right, if you're somebody like me that follows the JFK assassination, which, of course, I wrote a book with my business partner and co-author, Robert G. Etman Jr. We wrote a book on the JFK assassination titled Executive Order 11110. So if you're a JFK enthusiast, be sure and check out our book available over at Amazon. Executive Order 11110, Did the Fed Kill JFK? But this is interesting. If you type in JFK assassination, CIA, you'll find this all over the internet. This is news from this weekend, and this is from FoxNews.com, where I'm reading this. A declassified CIA report concludes former agency director John McCone withheld information about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, according to a recent news story. And it goes on here to explain that a 2013 report that was just declassified concludes that McCone, who ran the CIA when Kennedy was fatally shot in November 1963, kept information from the Warren Commission during its investigation into the assassination. And some people consider this to be a quote-unquote benign cover-up. In other words, yeah, they did cover up some things, but it didn't really have much of an effect on the outcome of the investigation. Others have a much dimmer view of how this cover-up might have affected the outcome. But here we go. I mean, we've all known this for years, and I think it's going to be very interesting to watch because I believe it is in the year 2017 that there is supposed to be another date that comes up with a huge document dump related to the JFK assassination. But if you're interested in this story and the details of it, apparently the actual original story here, it's quoting from Politico magazine. But if you just type in JFK CIA and put that in Google and click on the news tab, you'll find this story bouncing all over the internet. Okay, so the big scam that we've been talking about for the last year, maybe year and a half, has been the IRS scam where you get a phone call and it even shows on your caller ID that it's the IRS calling you. And then the person that's talking to you demands that you go down to your Walmart and buy a Green Dot card and send money to them via this Green Dot card, or they're going to have criminal charges filed against you. And people believe this is true. And it's still going. This scam is still going and going and going. People are losing thousands of dollars. But here's the next generation of this scam. It is a scam where you get a phone call, and yep, right on your caller ID, it says that the FBI is calling you. And in fact, the phone number in your caller ID will match the phone number to your local FBI field office. So this is called spoofing. Just so for those that don't know how this works, you can do this. There are websites you can go to where you can actually make a prank call. You want to, you know, call your brother for his birthday and make it look like the White House is calling. You can do that. So this has been around for some time. But here's the latest scam. You get a phone call and the person says they are an FBI agent. And on your phone, the caller ID says FBI. So you're thinking, wow, it's actually the FBI. And no, it's not Fox Mulder calling, but they're calling you demanding that you make a payment on your delinquent student loan debt. And if you don't, the FBI is going to come and arrest you. That's what the threat is. And so people are panicking and putting together cash and wiring money and doing all kinds of crazy things so that they can send the FBI their student loan payment. So don't fall for that one. If you didn't think that was weird, consider this one. Police say an elderly Asian woman, and then they're saying en masse, Asian women, plural, are being targeted in a so-called blessing scam. And this is from Vancouver, BC. It says, Vancouver police are out with another warning of a group of fraud artists committing so-called blessing scams that appear to be targeting elderly Asian women. And it's been happening since 2013. The most recent case involves a 77-year-old woman who was convinced by a group of strangers that a family member had a ghost attached to them and was instructed to bring cash and jewelry to be blessed. So she brought the cash and jewelry to the con artists to bless it. She was supposed to put it in a special bag, which she did. And they gave her the bag back. And after they held the ceremony where they blessed all of this, all of her belongings, all of her valuables, and they gave her the bag back and said, you're not to open this bag now for several days and tell all of your family members not to open this bag. This is the bag that had all of her savings in it, her jewelry, everything. So she takes the bag back home, waits the several days, and opens the bag up only to find all of her valuables are gone and the scam artists have disappeared. And this is called the blessing scam. So here's a couple of tips from this week's show. If you get a call from the FBI about your student loans, it's a scam. The FBI is not dealing with student loan collections, the last we checked. And if you get a call regarding a ghost that has attached to you or a member of your family, and in order to resolve this problem, you are to bring all of your valuables for a special ceremony, do not go to the special ceremony. Or if you do, don't bring all of your valuables because it is in fact a scam, the blessing scam. This is a story I love stories like this. If I were to sort of die and come back a different person, it would be this guy. His name is Brian Kelly. He's a former Wall Streeter, and he's traveling the world for nothing using just credit card reward points. We'll tell you how he's doing it right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host and proud gun owner Jim Paris for HomeGunBusiness.com. Have you seen websites or even heard radio ads offering guns for sale? Well, let me let you in on a little secret. Did you know that if someone buys a gun mail order, it must be shipped first to a local federally licensed firearms dealer? Now, the local dealer can make $25 to $50 for simply receiving the gun and doing the paperwork for the buyer. Now, most people don't know that they can do this. They can become a fully licensed federal firearms dealer for under $200, operate a business like this from home, and just doing these simple transfers, they can earn hundreds of dollars per week. Now, that's not all. As an FFL, you can also buy guns and ammo wholesale for yourself. Check it out today, HomeGunBusiness.com. The website, HomeGunBusiness.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they've put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, if you're someone that has an internet business, you probably know how coveted it is to have a .com, right? There are all these different, you could have .net and .org and .info, and it's growing and growing and growing. I just saw this here on my Facebook news feed. You can now get .fitness. So if you have a fitness-related website or business, you can now grab the .fitness domain name. It is interesting to note, though, that as far as Google goes, these other variations of the domain that are outside of the .com just don't seem to rank as highly. .com still seems to be the number one domain you want to get, but .fitness is now available. There are a lot more of these, too. I see these from time to time. Of course, every country now has its own domain. So Canadians can have, they can have jimparis.ca if somebody wants to have a website all about me. So it's getting to be that what comes after the dot is there's quite a lot of options there, but still the .com is the one that seems to rank on Google. All right. His name is Brian Kelly. And his most recent international trip through Ghana, Rwanda, and South Africa cost him just $5.60. That's right. The former Wall Streeter turned The Points Guy, and you can find his website, thepointsguy.com, thepointsguy.com, travels the globe up to 6 months a year, and he does it for next to nothing, thanks to credit card rewards and frequent flyer miles. And it says here the website is thepointsguy.com, and he has some recommendations here. He says the number one credit card for those looking to maximize their travel is the Chase Sapphire Preferred Card. It's not good earning and redeeming. It's got good earning and redeeming, he tells Vice. I guess the big article on this is over at Vice Reports, which you can go to vice.com to read more about this. But he goes on to say here, with most airline or hotel credit cards, you get 2 points for that airline or that hotel. But with the Sapphire, you get 2 times back on every single airline, hotel, car rental, and subway, parking, campgrounds, and amusement parks. And he goes on and explains how he does this. You know, I have read about this guy before. I think it is really, really interesting. I hope my wife is listening tonight in the other room, because maybe we should get this credit card here, the Chase Sapphire Preferred credit card. I used to work with a guy, and I worked in an office complex, and a lot of the businesses were kind of associated, and he worked for a business on the other side of this office park, and he used to, every single day, in his lunch hour, he would drive the company's mail all the way down to the post office and stand in line, and he would pay for all of the mail with a credit card. And I asked him one day, I said, "Mark, why do you do that? Why do you give up your lunch hour to do that?" And he explained that this credit card he was using, he could actually use this to pay for thousands and thousands of dollars of postage and then get reimbursed from his company. But by running all of that through his credit card, he was getting all kinds of free travel, free hotels, free airfare. And I'm not really sure how this works. I mean, I know you get points, and I know you get benefits when you travel, you get so many points back. But if you're always traveling for free, how do you generate the points to be able to travel for free? In other words, if the points are coming from your travel, then at some point you're paying for travel to be able to get the points to take future free travel. But not so. According to this guy, I guess if you have the right credit cards and you use them for everyday spending, like, for example, when you go to the grocery store, when you buy gas, when you pay your bills each month, you can arrange to put all of that on a card like this that pays back all of these bonus points and end up having all of this massive free travel. And on this topic of credit card bonuses and rewards, this is from the website marketwatch.com. And the headline is it wrong to make $1,000 by credit card hopping? And so this guy goes on to share his story here. And apparently he moves his money or he moves from one credit card to the next, taking advantage of rewards. So he gives an example here. He moves to a new credit card, and it says they will give you $100 cash after you spend $500 within the first 90 days. And you also get 0% interest for the first few months, and you get cash back. So he will go to that card, he will use it and get the $100. He will then close it out and move to the next card to get the next bonus. And this guy follows all of the different bonus deals and shares his story over here at marketwatch.com. You hear these stories and you think to yourself, wow, maybe I can somehow get in on some of this. But it seems like those that are doing this put in a lot of time and effort to be able to figure this all out. I have to tell you, though, that this guy that travels the world for free with credit card points, I'm going to check into his website again. I think we have tried to get him booked on the show, and I don't know why we haven't been able to get him on. I would love to have this guy on. Ann, if you're listening, let's try and book this guy. His website is thepointsguy.com, thepointsguy.com. And if you go over here to his website, it's all filled with just an amazing list of just different things that you can do to generate these points. And I love people like this who work the system. Obviously, these credit card companies are doing this to try to get you to open a credit card with them, run up a big balance, and pay them lots of money in interest. They're not expecting you to be able to travel the world at their expense. However, if you're smart and you use the right credit cards and you kind of structure things properly, you can take advantage of these deals. I just love people that have this all figured out. My wife and I are going to Italy in March. So we're super excited about that. We got a great deal on our trip to Italy. We didn't get it for free. It would have been even a greater deal if we got it for free. But we did get a fantastic deal. But maybe there is some way that while I am in Italy or while I'm spending money on that trip, I could use a certain credit card like this guy does here, thepointsguy.com, and I could generate some money to be able to take maybe another free trip. I mean, who knows? It's just really, really interesting how this all works, which, by the way, reminds me that I do need to go. I think I have to go to the library tomorrow to get my passport paperwork all going so that I can have a passport to go on this trip in March. They say to allow about 6 months now, because it could take that long, although it usually only takes about 2 to 3 months to allow up to 6 months to get your passport. I've already had a passport. Mine expired, so I have to renew it. So I don't think it's as big a deal as getting a brand new one from scratch if you've never had one. But I've got to go do that tomorrow. But really interesting. All right. In our next hour, you're not going to want to miss this because our guest is author TJ English. And it's a fascinating book about the life and the crimes of Whitey Bulger, James Whitey Bulger. And I'll tell you what, you could take any piece of this story and spend a whole hour talking about it, whether it's how this guy disappeared for 12 years and he was on the FBI's most wanted list, only second to Osama bin Laden, believe it or not, when he got put onto the FBI's most wanted list. But yet he was able to live under a fake identity in different locations and evade the FBI for 12 years. That right there, you could do a whole hour on just that. But then when you go back and you look at his status with the FBI, that he was actually a secret criminal informant to the FBI, and as a result was able to get away with countless crimes over the years because he was an informant for the FBI. So we're going to get into all of this and more. TJ English is with us in hour number two, and he's written not just about Whitey Bulger, but a lot of big names when it comes to American crime lords. And this one is fascinating. Of course, the movie Black Mass is now out, so everyone's talking about Whitey Bulger. All right, don't forget, if you're leaving us now, stay in touch throughout the week over at the website, christianmoney.com. Check out the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. And we'll be back after a few minutes here of some commercials and the news with our guest, TJ English, as we discuss James Whitey Bulger. Stay tuned. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com. That's christianmoneyplus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.